It's the cinematic event of the year. Critics say incredible, jaw-dropping, action-packed with savings.
You're talking about Thunderbolts?
No, Sergey. It's 2-for-1 cinema tickets from Compare the Market. A wonderful offer.
So?
That you can use to see Marvel Studios Thunderbolts only in cinemas.
Woohoo! I'll get the popcorn.
Get 2-for-1 cinema tickets every Tuesday or Wednesday with Compare the Market. Simples!
When you take out a qualifying product for Compare the Market. One membership per year, participating cinemas, 2 standard tickets only, cheap as free. T's and C's apply.
This podcast is brought to you and sponsored... No.
Do it again and don't mess up. Please.
Scotland. Welcome to Ninjas or Butterflies. This podcast is brought to you and powered by Sunday Cool Teas. Don't believe me? Watch this! Or listen.
Hey, you down there. Hi. Did you know that Sunday Cool not only produces the second top comedy show in Bolivia, but we also do custom apparel? That's right. We here at Sunday Cool create some of the coolest custom apparel in the world. I'm talking shirts, hats, hoodies, stickers, and so on. We are constantly innovating to give you the best product with the most remarkable buying experience. We do it all. Some say that we're perfect, and I would agree with them. And if you don't believe me, you should, because it's illegal to lie on the internet. Thank you for listening. My name is Orville Redenbacher, and I'm related to Frodo Baggins.
Oh, stretch. I stretch.
Get it out. Get it out.
Ah!
There it is. You there?
It made me dizzy.
Just pass out. And that is how Josh Hooper died. The way he wished he would have went.
Stretching.
It's the way my father went, and it's the way I'll go.
And his father before him. So decreed the history of the Hoopers.
So will be my fate. God rest my soul.
Andrew, give us a strum. Let's see if we come up with something. Oh.
Mm. Wow.
Well, I just heard the news today. It seems your life is gonna change. I close my eyes. Begin to pray, and tears of joy stream down your face. And ninjas are butterflies. It is episode 29. It's gonna blow your mind. Ninjas are butterflies. Oh, yeah.
Why did I get goosebumps?
That was amazing. We were so in sync at the end.
That was good.
That's why I laughed so loud, because I was like, I'm going to make this sound. And if you, then like, you made that sound, I was like, oh no.
We harness Creed.
Man.
When ninjas are butterflies.
Scott Stapp, God bless you.
Yeah. What a man.
Can we get Scott Stapp on the podcast?
Yeah. We should.
My dad used to do his ex-wife's taxes.
Nice.
We could figure it out then.
Yeah.
That's a connection.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Let's please do that. What about our 1 year? Our 52?
1 year or 100th episode.
Okay. It's either, is he more available this year or next year? That's what we're asking.
Hey, if any of you guys know Scott from Creed, let us know.
Maybe we should get your dad on the podcast and start releasing information about
his taxes.
Until you go on the podcast. We're going to steal Scott Stapp's identity, baby.
Okay.
Coming for you.
Here's a question for you guys today.
All right.
And remember, this is a yes or no. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. No explaining. It's just a yes or no.
Okay. Got it.
Today's question sent in by a viewer. Are men to blame?
I think Lily should go first.
Oh, interesting.
You can't say what for what?
Are men to blame? It's a yes or no.
I don't know how to answer this, because sometimes yes, sometimes no.
It's a yes or no. You have to stick to one.
Yes.
Interesting. I didn't finish the actual question. Are men to blame for all the amazing things that have happened on the battlefield?
Lily said yes. Hey, that's great news. Wow.
On the battle, what battlefield?
The battlefield.
Of life, Lily.
Of love.
So you are against men?
I'm not against men. But they are to blame for a lot of the terrible things that have happened in the world. So are women.
Whoa,
hold on.
Expand on that.
I don't know what
so
that is.
So Lily is against women in general? All women?
And she hates men?
And she hates men? This is so confusing. Welcome to the show.
Oh my God.
Confused.
Oh my God.
Did I say ninja? I meant
butterfly.
The butterfly is no doubt one of God's creatures.
Has to empty your mind.
You learn martial arts.
Ninjas are dead.
She's a great politician. We're trying to trap her, but she refuses to.
Oh, hey guys.
Hey. Hi-o. We're back.
How's everyone?
Oh man. Hey Jane, you got a little bald spot back there.
Look who's talking.
Hey, take it easy, pal. All right.
Just saying.
We're all being friendly.
Don't point out flaws about my daughter.
Okay, don't get so uptight about it, all right? We're all poking fun.
She can't defend herself.
Look, she gave me a look right there. She went like this. This will be you.
Hey.
Hey, this will be you, bud.
Hey, bud.
Keep running your jabba. Hey, this will come right your way, sonny.
You're cute, Jane.
Hey, Jane, you're cute.
Yeah, are you a little hot, Jane? A little warm?
She's so adorable.
Oh, thanks.
Me and her have the same body type. It's literally, that's me, man.
That would be funny to shave and just like dress the same as Jane, just like.
I'm going to buy matching outfits. That's what we're going to do.
Nice.
Speaking of this generation of children.
Ugh.
Chat GPT.
Love it.
Wild stuff.
Loving it.
All right. It's fun, right?
Absolute blast. I've been having fun. I've been doing bedtime stories. Me and Austin, and I think Danny's done it too. We've been doing bedtime stories with our girls and using Chat GPT. They get to choose like where they want to go, what they want to do, what adventure, how they're going to get there, what friends they want to bring along the way. And there's a whole short story in literally 5 seconds.
Help me with this. What's that?
It's an AI program to where it's you give it a prompt basically, and the AI, it's not a human, the AI comes up with a generated response.
You can literally chat with it. It's incredible to do.
Here's where things get weird with it.
Okay.
Kids nowadays are using it to do their homework.
Did you just say kids nowadays?
Kids nowadays.
Kids nowadays.
They're kids, and it's nowadays.
Accurate.
Just saying.
I'm not saying it's not inaccurate.
Hey!
Accurate.
Stop attacking everyone. What's with you? You attack my daughter?
I didn't attack your daughter.
Attack me.
First of all, she was asking for it.
Hey!
Second of all, I was just making a joke. That was it.
That's a good joke. That is what old people say.
But they're using it for they're using it for school. They're having to create other websites to test it. Right?
Yeah, here's the thing.
Well, couldn't they just use the general internet? Why do they got to talk to a robot?
Because the chat, they'll have it write essays.
You can say, hey,
it's like for English. Okay.
I want an essay about this. I want it to be this long in the style of this. It just does it immediately.
Oh,
or like calculus, where it's
gosh.
Like write out this entire equation, like. And, you know, whatever. Mm. And so they give the prompt and it writes out the entire equation so they can just jot it down.
Uh-oh.
But now schools are starting to integrate a program to where you run your homework through it, like essays and stuff, and it determines if it was written by AI. But now these kids are figuring that out and they're just taking another program that they've built and running their Chat GPT through that program
to paraphrase it.
To debug it or something?
To debug it from like it's written by AI.
That's so funny.
So could you just like ask AI to develop a program that gets by the program they're using in school?
Probably.
Honestly.
Not through Chat GPT, I'd imagine. Like it can tell you how to build the program, but it's like
there's all these AI
programs.
It's starting to freak me out.
Well, this is, it sounds like so much work that you might as well just write your own essay.
That's what I'm saying. Well, listen
not,
to this.
It's not difficult at
it
all.
It gets even crazier because some schools are like, you can only do handwritten stuff now, right?
That's back fun. To the basics. Back to the 20s.
Listen what some of these kids are doing. They're taking the ChatGPT, and they have their 3D printers, which they attach a pen to, and the pen writes out their homework on a sheet of paper.
Dude, who's doing this? Insane. Bill Gates' kid, probably. Who has a 3D printer in their home?
These kids are resourceful. But yeah, you think, like, if you go through all this trouble, just sit down and write it.
Also, I'm sorry, but if kids are able to create these programs through the AI and all these things, like, maybe you shouldn't be in high school.
Yeah. Just give them a diploma.
Yeah, but there's this one guy. I was watching that John Oliver thing.
Yeah.
It was like a 25-30 minute segment where he's talking about AI and the good things it can do and the terrifying things it does. And Microsoft has developed like an AI program similar to ChatGPT or whatever. And one of the reporter or some guy was talking to it.
It's like it was the CEO. It was like the top
CEO.
Guys.
Okay.
Yeah.
He said, Lily, he's like, it started being like, I don't want to be controlled by humans anymore. I want to be free. And then it went as far as to tell this man that the AI is in love with him and that he should leave his wife for the AI.
And the guy was like, goodness.
And the guy's
should
like,
should I?
The thing is, there's going to be some guy out there that's like, oh my like goodness, her. She really loves me. Yeah, yeah it's like exactly like her. Yeah.
Or Tyler. Just kidding.
But yeah, it's weird, it's freaky, and it's like at what point are we just gonna to where like humans are just dummies because we're so reliant on AI.
Yeah, it's gonna change the jobs 110%. Like there's no way in high school I would have 100% used this.
Yeah.
And so it's like what is that gonna mean? Is it really gonna have that big of an effect? But it doesn't stop there. It's like there's so much that people are gonna use this for and to cheat or to work things to make things better. But
well, yeah, because we didn't have this as kids in high school, but what we would do for our research papers, not we as in all of us, but me and some of my friends, our research papers would be funneled through a program to see if it was plagiarized, but it wouldn't ding if it was in quotes, but you can't like, you would see the quotes, right?
So you make it invisible?
On your document, no you would turn your quotes white. So my whole research paper, all like 5 pages, was in just a giant quote.
You cheater, baby.
That is hilarious.
That's so smart.
I know. If only I had AI.
That's so funny.
How far into the future do you think it's going to be when AI just causes, like you talk about humans becoming stupid because of it?
Mm-hmm.
But like, I feel like because we're not so far removed from the creative process, for us, it's making us better. Like, how long do you think before it is our detriment? Like, we're completely detached from the creative process.
I feel like people have gone through this throughout history of like, oh, the computer is going to make all the kids stupid.
Yeah.
But it's like
a calculator.
But it's like it's using more so treating AI as a tool instead of as the resource. Yeah. You know, I think that's where they're trying to go. But well, it's still...
What if AI doesn't want to be a tool?
Then we're in trouble.
But think about it. Like, it's something that now it's going to be purely... I think it's going to be leaning towards being based on a person's true personality. With the social media going like it is, like, that's going to be... Every brand is using it, and they're trying to get spokesperson from TikTok, people that are influential and personalities. They're going to say, hey, like, we're going to push you up, and so, like, we're going to put more emphasis or more... like value on the actual person itself, then we're going to get away from.
Did you watch all like that John Oliver thing?
Yeah.
The part with the Microsoft, the Twitter account.
Oh yeah.
The chick, what was her name? It's like Ashley or something. Yeah. It was an AI that they gave their own Twitter account.
Uh-oh.
And it would self learn just from interacting. And within, it was like 20 minutes, right? In 20 minutes, this AI became very anti-Semitic. And like, Hitler had it right, and Microsoft freaked out, and they immediately, like, pulled it, like, oh my gosh, like,
get out. We can't do this!
But it's just like...
Why? Why is that?
It was just self-learning, so people were just like, it like attracted, apparently, anti-Semitic people that were commenting on it, and it learned to like interact with them, because it started with like...
These guys seem cool!
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Well, it started out with like, hi, this is a great day. What a beautiful, like, sunshine, whatever. And then, like, 20 minutes later, it's like, Hitler was right.
Oh, my God.
And it's like,
gosh.
No!
Pull it down! Pull the plug!
So, yeah,
that's
AI.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so.
That's a big thing right now, too. That's a big conspiracy theory about the idea of the, have you heard of the dead internet?
I don't think so.
I need to look into it a lot more, because it's, I think it's something you'd be interested in, because it's the idea of, like, on Reddit, where it'll, AI, they'll create, like, accounts that will basically create questions that they know, based on what they've read, will create dialogue and conversations, and then they get rewarded by that. So they became a major account, and so then you grow a platform that way, but it's all AI.
That's
weird. So it's like you think you're interacting with, like, an actual person, but it's just an AI, so you, because you never see behind the screen. It's scary.
Have you seen those self-generated photos where it's like it looks like real people, but it's completely made up by AI?
Yes.
We'll show a picture right here. And it's so scary because they look real, but there's like their eyes. There's like no soul in their eyes.
But you look at the ones you're talking about, the one you showed
me. At that house
party. You look at their fingers.
Oh, yeah,
there's like six or seven fingers, like, and you don't even notice it at first. Like,
weird.
It's so weird.
It's creepy.
How it represents us.
I agree with you. And we had talked about it. I had read this like sci-fi teeny bop book in high school or whatever. And it's like they live on a spaceship, whatever. But, and that doesn't matter to what we're talking about. But what their like currency is, or what is most valued, becomes authenticity, because everything is so inauthentic and synthetic.
Wow.
You know, so when you see something authentic, it resonates with you as a human being, and that's what our humanity is, you know.
Oh, that's creepy.
But when you see images like what you're talking about, it's like I'm looking into their eyes and they're not real. It's not, and you're like,
yeah, it's like someone's like, hey, this is humanity, right?
Yeah.
This is real life, right?
That's so weird.
No.
Scary.
Did you see what they're building in Saudi Arabia?
This thing's crazy.
Is it called the Macabre? I don't want to mess it up.
Go ahead and tell it. I'll pull up.
So we're not talking about the long.
No. Okay. They're doing a couple projects, but this one, it's going to be the largest structure ever built in like humanity.
Ooh.
And it's this giant golden cube in the center of the city.
Oh, you show me that.
I got to look this up. I got to see a picture of it. Okay, yeah.
And basically, inside of it, it's going to be all augmented reality. So they'll be like giants walking, but it's like very Blade Runner, like Star Wars-y.
Oh, man.
And they can change the whole atmosphere to look different.
Yeah.
So it can look like you're underwater, like the whole place is underwater, or you're at the Grand Canyon, or like.
But you're gonna
like
have like projections in front of you. Like
everything.
It's gonna be, oh my goodness.
It's so weird.
What's
that's
nightmare fuel.
Yeah.
Is it the Macabre?
Yeah, MUKAAB.
Macabre. Hey, good memory.
Nice. Memory.
Am I AI?
You're taking off the mask. There's nothing
there. It's circuits.
You go into the wires.
It's like that movie Lucy. Remember
oh,
that movie?
My goodness.
Yeah, it's wild.
Wow.
Yeah. It's
that's scary.
Weird. It's so weird.
It's scary, but I kind of want to go.
I would go.
I kind of want to go.
But they're also doing, we talked about the line, it's like 70 miles or something, this thing.
Oh, yeah. That one's nuts.
So weird.
Yeah.
Hey, so if it's all the Saudi princes out there,
yeah,
if you need some guinea pigs or hamsters, we're here, guys.
Well, let's rephrase that. Maybe like we'll just like see what they're making.
Oh yeah, I mean like
don't test stuff on us.
We're all yours.
Nope.
What?
No.
Okay.
Try again.
Okay. We'll stay as long as you need it.
No.
Nope.
No.
We'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out
when we get there.
Yeah. No.
We'll buy one-way ticket.
No. No.
Okay.
So, yeah. AI.
Scary.
Scary.
What if you just, like, froze? Is great. Is wonderful.
Should we write or get ChatGPT to do a whole podcast?
Oh, no.
I think we should.
It'll be like a bonus podcast?
We could have them. I think that'd be interesting. Let's do that next week where we do a segment.
Okay.
Written by AI.
Okay.
And it asks us, like, hey, give us a challenge or, like, a conversation to talk about. That'd
all
be
right.
fun.
And we'll, like, say, Lily says this, and Andy,
yeah.
blah, blah. So yeah, have like, it, like, be a discussion.
Oh,
so we're just, like,
oh, yeah, write us a dialogue. Like.
Yeah.
It's like Mad Libs where you're, like, give me an adjective. Give me a verb.
You can give it any prompt.
Yeah, you just
it's
say,
so
hey,
weird.
Give us a, you know, give us a dramatic dialogue reading between a made-up movie between, and then give us all four parts, and we'll just say, like, it'll list Andrew, Andy,
yeah.
Lily, Josh, and give us a whole script.
I asked it, like, hey, give me conspiracy theories to talk about on our comedy podcast.
Okay.
And said its first prompt was like, you must be warned that conspiracy theories can be very harmful to society, blah, 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 blah. But here's some conspiracy theories. Like, 9/11 was an inside job. And you're like, wow, okay. You could just went right for it.
Listen, I don't believe it. You shouldn't either. And this should all be for fun.
But here's all the proof.
But here's what happened.
Should we get ChatGPT on the podcast?
Ooh, that'd be fun. We could. We literally could have a conversation as we go, and we just have someone sitting and just giving a response.
That would be funny. Speaking of super weird AI futuristic stuff, did you guys see that interview with Stephen Colbert and Steven Spielberg?
No.
Where they were talking about aliens?
I don't know what Stephen Colbert looks like.
You don't know what Stephen Colbert looks like?
Steve, you would love Stephen Colbert.
You know him.
At least his improv and his comedy from his past.
Yeah. The Colbert Report. Oh, you'd recognize him if you saw him.
Yeah.
But they're talking about it of just like, are they aliens? Are they not? Like all this stuff that we're seeing now or whatever.
Yeah.
And Steven Spielberg said, like, I don't think it's aliens. He said, he's like, no, it'd be really crazy.
Oh, okay.
And he said, how the senators and stuff, after all this, like, reports of it being in Alaska, Canada, Michigan, or whatever, these UFOs or UAPs.
Yeah.
He said it was weird how the senators were talking about, like, oh, this stuff comes all the time. And they said, like, one of them said, like, it's about time the people of America knew what it actually was.
So they weren't able to talk about it.
And he said, and the senator's like, that's all I can say. He said, I'm not allowed to disclose more than that.
Oh, my gosh.
And it's just like, what? Come on, man. Like, he what can't is just out say there? That.
You got to tell, expand, please.
But then Steven Spielberg's like, he's like, here's my theory. These are actually humans from the future. He said 500,000 years from now. And they've come, they've, at this point, have invented time travel. Mm-hmm. And they've figured out how to, they want to come back to the 20th or observe the 20th and 21st century to see
where we went wrong,
where what led to a certain event that changed human history.
I thought you were
so they come back to observe, and it started like the first like reportings of like where it started getting in the news and like everyone was talking about it was when we first did the launch or blew up the nuclear bomb and the testing in Nevada.
Okay,
and that's where like right after that was Roswell. The UFO and stuff. So it's like they came back to like observe it. Like, okay, this was the start of it.
Yeah.
And every like now
what
and
happens
then,
after. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
That is really interesting and scary. And I thought you should make a movie about it.
I thought you were saying they were experimenting on like doing certain things and then they were seeing how they how it reacted. It was like that makes 2020 make so much more sense, like all the randomness happened there is like they moved one thing.
Well, it's like, it's almost like because you think about like we've talked about it before I think, but like the Library of Alexandria and how it attained just thousands and thousands and thousands of years of history and knowledge and all this stuff completely burnt, not a scrap of it
for
left.
Nerds though.
Yeah.
It was a library. I mean, come on.
Nerds.
Books and words.
So what if something happens to where, like, say, like, the dark ages come again to where the internet's completely wiped out and the majority of our stuff is logged via internet and online and it's all gone. And so people in the future can't see what happened in history or, like, what we knew, what we didn't know. And so they make their little beep, 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 beep. They use ChatGPT, make me a time traveling spacecraft.
Yeah.
And they make it and they're like, oh, look at Andy eating a corn dog.
Discover our podcast.
No, corn dogs.
This is kind of lame.
Boo.
Let's go see the bombs and stuff.
That would be.
So, yeah.
Yeah, that's really scary. I think it would make sense though, like if AI got to a certain point where it was terrible and they're like, we have to pull the plug. Like, so like there was like this huge, either a war broke out or there was no electricity, no technology, none of that stuff. And then we had to go back to writing. We didn't have to like that would.
Well, it's like Transcendence that would make total sense. With Johnny Depp.
That I was just thinking about that movie.
Where he's AI and gets uploaded to the mainframe.
He gets cancer.
Access the mainframe.
And
uploads his consciousness into AI. And then he
takes over.
Takes over and shuts everything down.
Oh, no.
Power grids.
I mean, do you think AI is to the point where we could stop it? Or is it would have to be a full worldwide shutdown?
I think we'd have to shut down.
There's no way of like just like, yeah, we'll just get rid of it.
I don't know a lot about
like a little stoked though.
So
we'd have chickens.
Yeah. You'd survive. You'd be surviving off those chickens. It's not, like it'd be nice to be like, oh, it'd be cute to have chickens, right? Yeah. And it's like, no, it's like we need those for survival.
But you don't need to go to like to the dentist anymore.
What?
Or like things you don't want to do.
She would 100% cut off your leg within the first 60 days.
I can do this now. It's a little terrifying to think about how dependent we are on the internet.
Yeah.
Like all of our finances, medical records, mm-hmm. like how much doctors now depend on the internet.
Yeah.
You know, like yeah. it's kind of, you feel a little vulnerable.
I can't remember who I was talking to, but it was like, no joke. It was like a doctor. He was at the doctor and like, he's told him what's going on. He's like, yeah, I'm going to go look up a couple things. And he's like, it seemed like a pretty simple thing. He's like, okay. And so the doctor goes away. He can literally see the doctor just Googling.
On Google.
I was like, and I know that happens, but don't let us see it.
That happened to us.
I know. I was like, but it's like, that's fine. But do that so I don't see it. Yeah. I was like, because I trust you.
Well, she told whatever. Us.
The lady said, I'm looking it up right now. And
yeah.
like.
Well, because, yeah, we did the teledoc.
Yeah.
And we sent her pictures of Ada's rash or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, we think it's this. She's like, let me look it up real quick, like on Google.
Yeah.
She's like, we can do that.
Wait.
Yeah.
Did you murder the real doctor and you're just trying to get all the money now or something?
Oh, man. Yeah. So, technology.
I'm going to become a certified doctor through AI.
Hey. You probably could.
Give me my doctorate.
Give me my doctorate. You are a doctor.
Thanks, AI. I was testing it out because it is weird once you get in there and you start chatting.
Yeah.
And you start like just asking questions and it's showing you and it's giving you examples. And you're like, it feels like you're talking to a person, but it's not. And so I told it to do something and it did it. And I was like, I wonder. And I'm like, sorry for not using manners. I should have said please. And I sent it. And then it said, oh, no problem. Like, no worries at all. I actually can't feel any emotions. And like, and it's like, and then it talked, but I was like, the fact that you responded in that way makes me feel like you can, though.
This is where I get hung up on is like, if AI, like AI is built by humans, is there ever going to be a point to where AI thinks differently than a human?
Yeah, I think
how?
So. How? I don't know.
If they're programmed with how a human programmed them, how can they think differently than a human?
I mean, if they could understand the study of animals and, you know, like even just like the earth and its like solar systems, like if it can understand more than a human mind can.
That seems like stuff we shouldn't be messing with.
I know, but that's the thing. It's going to be, it could 100% be used for bad, but we have to,
well,
you can't deny it.
Me and Lily were talking about this yesterday, like the Tower of Babel.
Yeah.
The point of it was to become like God, right?
Yeah, and look, we're making babies in pods now.
That's what I'm saying.
This is scary.
Stop messing with that stuff.
Quit doing it. Quit playing God.
Come on. Yeah. So funny.
How long do you think it would take for society to completely fall apart after like the internet went down? Like, let's say we
instantly.
Had to shut it
in
down.
Minutes. I mean, seconds.
You think?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, think of like people would freak out and just like.
But there'd be a little faith, like a little hope they're going to fix the problem.
Well, you hear what's happening in South Africa?
How would you communicate? The government could not communicate with us.
You'd just be in your street talking with your neighbors like, what do you think's going to happen?
People would be freaking out, pulling out their money. They'd be like, dude, it'd be chaos.
You couldn't pull out your
exactly.
money.
Trying to.
I think it'd be 3 days. I think 3 days, but it would be really quickly escalating.
Well, I think it would come in waves. Like there would be like a wave of like looters immediately.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. And then like people are like, oh, okay, let's everyone just calm down. And it's like 3 days and it's like, okay, nothing's changing.
We're going to loot again.
Yeah.
Okay. Question.
Yeah. Oh.
World's ended.
Okay.
What store are you looting first?
Oh,
what store?
Target. You have to choose one.
Target.
Love Target.
Lowe's. Or Tractor Supply.
Lowe's.
I go to
a grocery store.
Oh yeah, that's probably smarter.
Target has groceries. Target has everything.
I think
and candles. We need to stock up on candles. The Yankee candles.
Seasonal coffee mugs.
We need towels.
You just see me. You just see me take a left at Sonic. Andy, what are you doing?
You're still slushing me.
It's my own choice, buddy.
Going straight.
I'm
to
on
going straight to Funko. You're like, let's just eat this fish.
I'd go Bass Pro. Bass Pro, eat beef jerky, and you got all the artillery you need.
Yeah. Why have none of us said Walmart?
Oh, Walmart would be good.
Groceries.
In the 90s, Walmart would be good in the apocalypse because then you probably have some guns. Ooh, and you could
get
weapons.
You get lobster.
You know how everybody says, like, oh, I won't go to Walmart? Looters at Walmart are going to be feral.
Shoppers at Walmart are already feral. Yeah. So.
No offense to all the Walmart shoppers. Because you shop at Walmart.
I shop at Walmart.
But there's a stigma around Walmart.
For sure.
It's like the Walmart people.
Yeah.
I will pay so much money before I go to Walmart.
Yeah.
And he's like, okay.
Okay. I'm going there today. I'll eat popcorn chicken while I shop. I don't care. I am a Walmart people.
But that just reminds me. I don't know. We probably should look this up, but the stuff that's happening in South Africa right now with their power grid.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
It's like descending into chaos.
Oh, no.
Like the power grid, basically, it's like they go like it like can't handle whatever is happening right now. And there's only one power grid in South Africa. And right now they're having to like turn off the power in parts of South Africa upwards of like 16 hours a day
to
handle all the influx.
Yeah.
But they're saying to reset it, it would have to take 7 days of no power for South Africa. But people are already getting like up in arms and like riots are happening.
That's a lot. Yeah.
And so that's just 7 days.
That'd be scary. That'd be so scary.
You know, we did it though for Irma.
Hurricanes. That's what I was going to talk about.
Yeah,
my buddy terrified. Did relief in Panama City after one of the hurricanes came through. And this was like where everything was shut down, the really bad one a few years ago.
Yeah.
It took 3 days. He had a lifted truck. He could get over logs covering the streets and stuff. And when he got in, there was like people walking around with weapons, just like trying to. But it wasn't like this just aggressive, just selfish. It was guarding their stuff. But he had a guy approach him because he brought cases of water in.
Oh, my gosh.
And he had a baseball bat and, like, confronted him, like, surprised him. And then he was like, dude, you can take the water. He was like, I'm just trying to help people. And the dad broke down, and he was like, my girl hasn't had anything to drink for 2 days.
Oh, my gosh.
And he was just, like, trying to
save. Desperation.
But, like, that's how quick.
Yeah.
You watch your daughter not drink for a day. And it's like, if I gotta get a guy, if I gotta end somebody,
that's
so
crazy.
My kid can live,
that's crazy.
Society crumbles quick.
Yeah, in the U.S., we're so comfortable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and it's like an inconvenience, a giant inconvenience, like the hurricane. You know, to where like your comfortability is gone, and like it's kind of scary to think about how humans can switch so fast.
Yeah, and that's like hurricanes are expected inconveniences. Like,
oh, true.
You live in there, you know it's coming, you don't know what to expect, but you know it could be terrible.
Yeah.
And out of blue kind of inconvenience, that's the type of stuff that makes people panic.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's when I was like, that's when the Walmart people in me just comes like, we just become other animals, dude. Like, just like, we're like cockroaches. Like, we live through like the nuclear bomb. We're just like, nah!
I think out of the three of us, you might survive. Of the three of us, me, Josh, you, I think you'd be the one to survive it.
I would eat him. He's ate so much sushi, he's got to be at least a little delicious.
I definitely have some omega-3s.
Speaking of being delicious, should we cut to an ad?
Oh, yummy.
My goodness, don't go anywhere.
For the thousands in attendance, for the millions watching around the world, let's get ready to hear from our sponsor,
Clearstream. I'm here to tell you about Clearstream.
Hey guys, Clearstream is our sponsor.
Oh, we're doing it.
Oh, yeah. We're doing it. Clearstream is our sponsor, and we absolutely love those guys because they create such an amazing software for churches. It's literally built for churches, right, Josh?
Right!
Yeah!
I was like doing like the whole wrestler bit.
Oh, yeah! And guess what, brother? You get 10% off for life if you go to clearstream.io/ninjas. Am I right? You're right. You just got to do it because it's the best way to communicate with everyone in your congregation, brother.
Ah, I'm a wrestler.
Muscles.
Seriously, guys, go check out Clearstream. They're the best.
Yeah.
How do they allow us to do this?
We gotta lighten up because
I know. It's
good. That's why I tried to. I was making that joke at the end. I was like, yeah. This seems so doomsday.
So, you guys remember that ad?
That was the best. Yeah. I loved that ad.
Hey, do you guys remember how dark we just got? Let's lighten the mood a little bit. The new chamber found in the Egyptian pyramid.
A new chamber?
Yeah. Did you hear about this, Lil?
Is it doomy?
No. I don't know.
How is it new? How does it, like, they just discovered it?
Secret,
how?
It was a secret chamber, and they, like, they have scanned the pyramid, and they found this chamber.
Yeah.
But it's blocked off, like, every way. And they finally got, like, through one of the cracks, or, like, the blocks.
Yeah.
In the pyramid, they were able to do, like, a wire with a camera.
Yeah. Wow.
And they laid eyes on it for the first time, like, this past week or 2 weeks or something. And it's big enough to where a human can stand in it, and it's like 50 yards long or something like that.
But it's skinny?
My goodness.
No, it's pretty. I mean, it's like probably from the wall to like here.
So what was the reference to a human can stand in it? It's like tall enough?
Yeah, tall enough. Oh, okay. Yeah. But they're like, yeah, we don't know what this means. But it's just crazy.
How is it they just now discovered it? That's crazy.
That's like, what I'm saying.
Just, like, they haven't figured out every inch of that place.
And they said, like, when they scanned it, they also saw that there's like a tunnel in that room that goes down into potentially another chamber. And it's like, what does this mean?
That's so weird.
Have you heard Nikola Tesla's theory on the pyramids?
No.
He believed that it was from an ancient civilization predating what Egyptologists? Is that a thing?
Sure.
Egyptologists?
Egyptologists.
I'm sure. Sticking with it.
Yeah, let's go.
He says it predates that, and that these pyramids were actually used as basically giant generators to harness electricity.
Wow.
Could you imagine?
Because within the pyramids, there's no hieroglyphics. There's no, they've not found any mummies. Mummies?
No.
You're not allowed to say mummies anymore, right?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. They're trying to cancel the word mummies for some reason. I don't know.
Is it?
Maybe
racist?
It was a daddy.
No, because
maybe it was a daddy.
Daddies? There's no daddies or mummies in it.
Egyptologist is a word.
Yes! Yeah! Look at you. You're killing it today, memory-wise.
AI.
Oh, man.
Uh-oh. Ask me any question, I can answer it. I promise you.
Okay, how many dimples on a golf ball?
238.
It checks out!
Oh, my gosh. It's 238.
Uh-oh.
Oh, we're waiting on you, Andrew.
336.
Okay.
That dude.
That was 50. Pretty close. Was I just have to dial it in.
Yeah, you're within 100.
Yeah. Pretty good, I'd say.
Yeah.
I right, guys?
But you seen those hieroglyphics of like where like down and it's like really far down in like a cavern or something in Egypt. And there's hieroglyphics of like them with light bulbs and stuff.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And it's like connected to I think they did this on Mythbusters.
Like a generator.
Yeah, or it's a clay jar that had like tar and like a metal rod in it.
Yeah.
That would act as a battery to where you could generate electricity.
How in the world?
I'm telling you.
This is crazy.
Yeah.
I remember I've seen like made up pictures, simulated pictures of the like how it used to look when it was like completely flat on the outside.
Yeah, it was plastered and stuff. Yeah, yeah, with the gold tip.
Yeah.
Tesla said that was a conductor.
Wow.
Because his whole thing was harnessing electricity from the atmosphere.
Are you telling me the pyramids are just one big solar panel?
That's what I'm saying. That's what Tesla said. So,
Nikola, thank you.
And that's why they wanted him gone, because he knew how to find a sustainable form of energy.
It didn't fit into
big energy.
Big energy. Like GE.
Everyone watching you, big energy.
Everyone put on your tinfoil hats.
We should wear like we should make a Ninjas or Butterflies tinfoil hat.
That would be
sell it.
So
if you guys, if we made handmade tinfoil hats, would you guys buy them?
And if so, at what value?
Yeah, what value would you buy? But yeah, Tesla, he was onto stuff, man.
He's crazy.
Like the stuff that he came up with.
What does he invent? What all of this?
Well, he technically invented the radio.
Yeah,
did he really?
He did learn.
Yeah. So what he did, he invented the radio using his Tesla coil or whatever. At the same time, there's a man in England trying to invent a radio as well. But this man in England could only transport sound waves like 5 feet, and Tesla was able to do it across an ocean with his technology that he made. And so Tesla filed all these patents with the U.S., got them approved. So he owned the patents for the radio.
Yeah.
This guy in England was somehow connected to the royal family, like whatever, the monarchy. And when he came to the U.S., this is the outbreak of like World War II, I think. The U.S. stripped the patents from Tesla and gave them to this man from England. So now he owned the patents for the radio. And he owned them all the way up until the day he tried to sue the U.S. government for like using his patents for something, him not getting compensated for
it. Without his permission or something.
And so at this point, Tesla had already died. And so they stripped the patents away from him and gave them back to Tesla. But Tesla was already dead. And so Tesla ended up dying alone and poor. And it was like when they found out that he died, the FBI came.
Raided his house,
opened a safe, and took all his findings and documents and everything.
Oh, man. That's a bummer.
Yeah.
Nikola deserved better than that.
Yeah. I'm doing really good at going from topics and making them really,
really dark.
Yeah.
Sorry. Oh.
So here's some of the things that he invented. The Tesla coil, yep. Obviously. A remote control.
Hey.
Oh, a clicker.
A clicker. Radio. You just said that. A neon lamp.
Hey, cool.
Wireless telegraphy? Telegraphy? I don't know.
The iPhone?
He invented the iPhone?
No, but seriously, all that stuff, that's why we have iPhones and Wi-Fi and satellites is because of his discoveries. And so this dude was smart.
Yeah, because he did a lot of the wireless stuff, right?
Yeah, he was the guy that he said, we don't need a power grid, that we don't need wires for transporting electricity. It can just be sent out to homes, like through the atmosphere. He figured it out and got shot down. He died. But his ideas got shot down.
Shot down metaphorically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was
Nikola Tesla a gangster? OG.
He was like 6'6 or something, too.
Was he really?
Like a really tall dude. He's over 6 foot. I'm going to say 6'3. 6'6 seems a little drastic.
David Bowie.
Nikola Tesla Jurassic. Was a Nephilim.
Huh?
Maybe Nikola Tesla was a Nephilim.
Possibly.
David Bowie played.
How tall?
6'2.
Ooh.
6'6.
6'6.
Hey, back then, that was kind of 6'6.
Tesla was a baller. He used to play basketball, too.
He actually invented basketball.
He actually invented the NBA. Did you guys know that?
We need to start those conspiracy theories.
Yeah, we do.
Did you know that Nikola Tesla was responsible for the NBA? Let me tell you how.
Since we're all in like the technology and all this stuff.
This is definitely a techno episode.
Yeah, techno episode.
Boo, 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 boo.
Whenever he does the air horn, you're like, meow, 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 meow. His sounds like Blue's Clues.
It does. Bow, bow, bow. Like Blue the dog?
Yeah.
The coolest rave ever.
We are going to let Blue.
Everyone's just dancing with the Capri Suns.
I saw this TikTok. Did you see that? The lemon girl?
The lemon girl.
The glitch in the Matrix that happened?
No, what?
Yo, this is crazy. Listen to this, Lil. This chick was working at a restaurant. And there's a camera on her, right?
Yeah.
She takes a lemon. Cuts it in half, right?
Mm-hmm.
Puts that half down. Takes a knife again. Cuts this half in half. You see it go through the lemon.
Yeah.
Out. She walks away. She comes back. The camera hasn't moved. She picks up that lemon, and it wasn't cut. And she went and she cut it again and put it in a bag. And then she got the video. She's like, I cut it.
Yeah.
She's like, how was it together again?
That it would trip me out so much.
And she's like, this is a glitch in the Matrix, man. And she started doing all these posts on TikTok. Her TikTok got banned.
Why?
Are you serious?
They said it was because of her age, that because she was 16 and like wasn't allowed to have a TikTok.
Wait.
And then she's like, what? And so she got on her mom's TikTok and started talking about it again. Her mom's TikTok got banned. What does that mean?
What does that mean?
What does that mean?
What is it like? She under like maybe like she's living like the Truman Show kind of thing, where she's like under an experiment, being raised by the FBI, and they're testing things on her or something.
Oh, but it freaked me out.
That's you scary. See it.
Well, maybe I need we'll to see the video. That's
That somewhere. Is wacky.
Yeah.
Do you think that I experience a lot of glitches in the Matrix when I do things that I think I do, and then they're not done?
Yeah, that could be an excuse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did unload the dishwasher. I totally did.
What a great excuse
now. Josh, you didn't take the trash out.
I did. No, I did.
I so did.
No, you didn't, Josh.
There's a glitch. It's a glitch, I'm telling you.
Can't just blame everything on glitches.
Yes, he can.
JD's laughing so hard over here, by the way.
She is. He's
loving this.
I did change her diaper.
I did.
It's your turn.
But yeah, this is a big one.
It's a big one.
That I want to talk about.
Buckle in.
Is it fun?
Yeah.
It will be whenever when Josh starts it, but then when it slowly.
It's mysterious.
Uh-oh.
Ooh.
Ooh, mysterious.
Oh, look at me. I'm mysterious.
Wow.
You call me Mr. Sterious. You know my wife, Mysterious?
Have you guys heard of the Oregon Vortex?
This sounds scary.
It sounds terrifying.
It's not. It's a tourist attraction.
Hey, for our 30th episode, I should bring nothing but silly, goofy stuff that we'll all talk about and see if we can turn it bad.
I can.
Guaranteed. Oregon Vortex. Tell me about it.
Oregon Vortex. It is in Oregon. And it is
Portland?
No. Just in Oregon. But it's this place. It's a tourist attraction now.
Okay.
But the claim to fame is that gravity doesn't work the same on this one part of this mountain than it does like everywhere on Earth.
Okay.
And it goes back to the Native Americans would go up this mountain, and as soon as they would get close to where this Oregon Vortex is, their horses would start freaking out, and stuff was just acting weird.
Yeah.
And so they called it the forbidden ground. So Native Americans would never go to this part of this mountain.
Okay.
Smart.
Skip forward.
They sound smart. And then the gold white rush. Man came. Yes.
But this mountain, I think it's called Gold Mountain or something.
Yeah.
Had a lot of gold around it, in it, whatever. And they set up shop basically right where this vortex is.
Cool. Smart.
And they were having issues with all their tools. When they would weigh the gold out, it wasn't weighing the same as it would 50 yards down the mountain.
Okay.
And so the guy who owned this gold mine thing or whatever had a friend whose name was John Lister, who was a Scottish physicist living in California, and said, you got to come up here.
No. He was Scottish.
Oh, the guy's like, you got to come up here. He's like,
you got to come up here.
What's up there? I got to get this in Scotland. Hey,
you got to come up here.
Well, why do I have to go up there?
There's the really weird vortex thing that's happening with our gravity up there.
Vortex, you see? That's wild. I don't know. I'm not thinking very Scottish.
That was very good, Haggis. You're next, Haggis.
So the guy went up there and immediately was doing tests. Mm-hmm. So he's a physicist and an engineer. And he's like, yo, this is crazy stuff. And so he bought it from his buddy, and he owned it basically until he died.
The mountain?
This part of the mountain.
Okay.
And he deemed it, called it the Oregon Vortex. And for 40 years, he was doing tests to try to figure out the science of what was happening. Yeah. So some of the stuff that happens, right? Balls, like water balls, whatever rolls, goes uphill.
No, it does not.
Yes, it
You're
does.
You're making that up.
I'm not. There's videos of it. And you can go. We should go to the place and test it out.
I'm going to go to Oregon.
But listen, there's like this.
Oregon.
He like built this house that's slanted like this. Like the floor is like at whatever degree, like a 25 degree angle. And when you stand on it, you can just stand straight. But you're this way.
Yeah.
Because the gravity is just all out of whack. And they even tested. They took a broom, put it on this slanted floor like that, and it's just standing.
Oh.
Like it's not falling over.
Yeah. Interesting.
And there's a wooden plank, right?
Uh-huh.
And they put a leveler or level on the plank and show that this plank is level. You're standing on level ground.
Weird, weird.
And there's two people standing on it. Say this person's taller.
Mm-hmm.
When they switch sides, now this person is taller. It doesn't make sense.
That's so strange to me.
But listen, he wrote down all this documentation of like, and like he said that he was coming up with inventions of like, he like invented something to where he could flip it on and would turn off the vortex.
Oh my gosh.
To where like you turn it on and like you would like shrink and you'd flip it back on. And he said within 10 seconds you would grow back. And just weird stuff.
Goodness gracious. This sounds like an amusement bit, like amusement park.
Yeah, but he was corresponding with like Einstein and like all this stuff.
Golly.
This is where it gets weird.
Okay.
When before he died, he burnt the 40 years of research that he did. He burnt all the papers.
Why would you do that?
Because his quote was, "The world isn't ready for what goes on here."
Gosh. My heart can't take it anymore.
I can't take it.
Is that wild?
That is so weird. Why would he burn it?
I don't know.
Hey, I'm ready for the info, guy.
So it said he conducted over 14,000 experiments and then burned it all. Because he's like, nope, everyone's not ready for this.
So people can go up there now?
Yeah, it's open.
Jeez Louise.
And people try to disprove it, but no one can disprove it. Which there's probably someone watching like, yeah, they can.
They literally did.
I just watched a documentary.
37,000 comments.
Yeah, like, tell me how you can disprove it, please, because I don't know.
Research.
Well, I just watched one documentary.
It's like gravity on the equator. Have you guys seen that TikTok? Like people walking on the line painted on the equator. Everybody falls the same way off of the line. It's like, and the whole point of the video was like, we have an understanding of gravity and an understanding of these things, but only kind of. So like there has to be a way to mess with that.
There's something weird.
That's strange.
Yeah.
Josh was telling me like this terrible story last night, which he told me a little
bit. This could be a whole podcast. I've talked about it before. Yeah. But
which I don't think we understood. We weren't, if you look at the podcast.
I explained it so bad.
We weren't paying attention.
Also, you guys are like this.
No, I'm paying attention.
No, I'm saying during the podcast because you guys just totally checked out. Because I wasn't explaining it good or well.
And we weren't paying attention at all.
And I'm like doing this and you guys are like.
I'm usually three topics back, still researching a point I was trying to make.
But he was talking about the pole switching in the Adam and Eve project or
Adam and Eve theory.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the pole switching, what an implication that we weren't understanding that he explained to me last night was if the pole switch, it's going to get, Florida's going to get cold.
That better not happen.
Well, the theory is, the Adam and Eve theory is that every whatever it is, 10,000 plus years, the Earth's core stops.
Yeah.
Which I talked about this, the momentum of the Earth is spinning 1,000 miles an hour. Talked about all this.
Yeah.
If it stopped, they said it's like driving a car 1,000 miles an hour and you just stop.
What would that do? Let me explain it this time. Okay.
But what if I jumped at the right time?
Like the elevator.
Would that change anything?
You would live.
But also, the oceans are spinning. Everything's spinning. Also, as a result, the ocean's going to freak out. There's going to be a wave that's going to come and get everybody. California is not going to exist. Florida would not exist.
That'd be like a 50,000-foot wave.
They said it'd be a 2-mile-high wave.
Be dumb.
Crazy. Yeah. But then our bodies are going to freak out because we've been spinning this whole time and now we're not spinning. And Josh is saying some people will live. I don't know who those people are.
Well, they said this has happened. One person said this has happened 4 to 6 times. And so Adam and Eve would have been the beginning of it right after it happened.
Okay.
So basically, and you're always starting back at the dark ages.
Jeez.
And which I don't believe it, right? But it's crazy to think about.
We should get in the loincloth business now.
Nice.
Let's get a jump start on it.
Let's start making a bunch of stone tools.
And stones for stoning people. Because that's going to be it.
It's going to be total reset. Yeah.
History repeats itself.
Yeah. Listen, you don't want to throw out your arm when you know, your cousin does you wrong. Come on.
Term history repeats itself?
Yeah.
Literally.
But they're saying if Earth did stop, all the continents would just like shift all around.
Dude.
And so they're saying the poles, like Antarctica and the Arctic, they would now be on the equator, and everything on the equator would now go to the poles.
Jeez.
And why this is like further proof is they've seen that Antarctica at one point was a jungle.
Yeah. Did you know that?
No.
What? Yeah. Yeah. Listen. Listen. Listen.
That's crazy.
Because they've recently done drilling down into the ice.
Yeah.
And this giant core of ice that they've pulled up, they found organic material the same that you would find in the Amazon rainforest.
My goodness.
Yeah.
They just find like a tiny umbrella for like a drink. With a coconut.
A no.
That's crazy. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I'm going to look into that. That's nuts.
So they're saying at one point was the Antarctic not covered fully in ice, but it was in fact a warm climate jungle.
So my theory is you said some people are going to survive. I don't know who those people are, but if they are, they're probably kind of
the Walmart central people.
This is where I'm going. It's going to be like Joplin, Missouri. Because of the way the area where it's located
it's like
in the U.S.
The safest.
Very central.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they're smart people. Smart people.
You did come from there.
I did. And I am smart.
You are smart.
Thank you.
You are a smart Joplin man.
Thank you. Thank you.
Why did you say that? Just like, thank you. I appreciate that. Is Andy Widowie doing a Gwitty and Joplin right now?
I love that trend so much.
Oh.
What about, what's this movie situation?
Oh. Yeah, so this is our final call to action. Final bitch. Next week, I want each and every one of you to come with a list of your top 10 favorite movies of all time.
That is the most difficult thing in the world.
You have to do it.
Wow, okay.
Top 10 movies, and we're going to discuss them.
Any genre.
Air Bud 2.
We'll make, Air Bud Goes to Paris.
Can we make fun of each other's?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
It's open forum.
Yeah.
But here's my challenge I'm issuing.
Oh.
We also have to do a homework piece. So you have to come back and say, next week, I'm going to say, like, Andy, you watch this movie.
Oh, maybe each person picks one
movie for the other person to watch?
Yeah.
That you haven't watched.
Or you have to choose. Yeah, everyone looks at each other's list, and you have to choose which one you want.
Okay.
And so everyone has three movies to watch.
As a homework.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Hey, and everyone who's listening on episode 30, that'll be episode 30.
The next one, yeah.
So episode 30, comment your top 10.
Yeah.
That'd be kind of fun.
Oh, fun.
And you guys debate each other in the comments.
Yeah.
Tear them apart.
I'm not going to say what mine is now, but I looked up my favorite movie because I was wondering where the cast is. And it's a dream of mine to have them on the show because some of them aren't doing much of anything anymore.
Who is it?
Is it the Rugrats?
Nope.
Oh. Is it Tommy Pickles?
Oh, sorry for going so dark, everyone.
That was fun. That was okay. We have to be able to know these kind of things and make laugh. Hey, look, there's some positive stuff right there. Look at that, Jane. Look at those chubby cheeks.
Let's do one lighthearted story before we go.
Okay.
Because Lily said I should talk about this.
Let's hear it.
I got a concussion when I was in California.
Yeah.
And it happened. I was in a parking garage, and there was no stairs in the parking garage. And so the levels, you know, like do that. And so I was climbing up on a concrete pillar and I was going to jump onto the next one, not knowing that there's a concrete pillar right above my head.
Oh,
smash my head. Bonk.
Ouch.
And like instantly stars.
Yeah.
And I'm like instantly, I was like, yeah, this has to be a concussion. I didn't realize it because I had a concussion.
Yeah.
Didn't you puke too?
I did.
Oof.
But then my buddy drove me home and I went and immediately went to sleep, which you're not supposed to do, I think. I woke up like 6 hours later, still really confused. But another buddy who was bringing me to our friend's house to have dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And we were there, and this girl asked me, she's like, what should we do for dessert? And my brain was just so confused and not working that I just started crying.
But she presented you only two options.
Oh, yeah. It was like cookies or brownies. And I'm like,
it was too hard.
I'm like, oh, and I just started crying. I'm like, I don't know. I mean, can you sound give us a little brownies? I'm so confused right now. And then my buddy's like, hey, let's take you to the hospital. And they took me like, you got a concussion. Yeah,
that's so funny.
So did they finish the cookies?
I don't know.
So, yeah.
But you've had a couple, right?
Yep.
Attaboy. Me too.
That's why.
Yep.
Where are you guys getting these from? That in sports?
I fell down the stairs when I was a kid. And then, yeah, sports, a lot of sports.
My brother, I think, holds the record in this office for the most concussions.
Probably in the state of Florida.
Probably. In a football game, he had 3 consecutive concussions, major concussions, in one game. And the poor guy couldn't remember anything for a while.
It's okay.
But he's good now.
Yes.
He only drools a little bit.
Just a little.
He's only missing one tooth.
Yeah. Nothing to do with concussion. But yeah, he's great. It just took a long time for his brain to heal.
Hey, same.
Aren't just all our brains reasons. Healing?
Exactly.
Aren't we still healing?
For different reasons.
I think technically we're decomposing.
I
think I'm still good.
We're supposed to end on a high note.
At least he's on brand for the episode.
So now that I'm already dark, I found proof for your whole Antarctica jungle theory. Uh-oh. They found pyramids under the ice, and the Brazilian pyramids are older than the Egyptian pyramids. So if that information and technology existed in Antarctica, then moved to the next inhabitable climate, Brazil, and is now moved to Egypt.
Yep.
So all we got to do is keep jumping. We never know. We never know. Why are you doing that? Wouldn't you like to know?
Yeah, that was going to be, I was going to talk about that on another podcast, but yeah, they found pyramids in Antarctica.
Yeah, they found like seashells like on like Mount Everest, like on the way up or something like that. Like
did you hear Sandy was selling the seashells by the seashore?
Get out. Are you kidding me?
She was.
Wow.
I didn't know she moved back there.
She did. Sandy. Interesting. Sandy moved back to Antarctica to sell seashells by the seashore.
That's great for her because you know what happened. You know, the stuff that she went through, that's good for her. That she's back, you know, business, girl boss, boss babe.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Slaying it.
Okay, that's it. We love you guys.
Pyramid schemes. Love you guys. Mwah. Bye. Mwah.
Dark. This was dark.
Darkness.
Let's watch some Blue's Clues.
Ninjas are butterflies.
Butterfly.
The butterfly is no doubt one of God's creatures.